Alrighty, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. This afternoon I have DJ LO in the studio with me. How you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Alright, we're going to get into a lot of great house music today, I take it?
Yeah, I've got some deep house, a little bit of future house. It's mostly my stuff, and I've got one track by local DJ hero Don Mecca that I'm going to play at the very end, so it's pretty cool.
Ah, that's going to be a grand finale there.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I actually, I broke his track at Populux in Detroit two weeks ago, and the crowd went crazy for it, so I'm really excited to play that at the very end. But I'm starting out with my stuff. My first track is actually featuring Chuck Roberts. It's funny, I was looking for this vocal. He's like a preacher, and he's talking about house music, and it's not my house, it's not your house, it's like everybody's house.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you talk to guys about different genres of house music. It's deep house, progressive house, Miami house, Chicago house, and you can have arguments for hours on end over what falls into what.
Right.
And so what I do is it's a deep house music. It's kind of a lounge music. And then the stuff that I have for when I'm actually performing live at either Populux or Electricity or any of the other places around town here in the Detroit Metro is more of a bass house, heavy bass music.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm known for, my real heavy speaker shattering bass lines. So we'll get into some of that too. So the first two tracks, I'm going to start with a track called This Is House, and it's, like I said, it's got Chuck Roberts. I just play the first part of it as an intro.
Uh-huh.
I do that actually a lot on my sets because, it kind of gets the crowd a little bit hyped up. And I'm going into a track called Not Without My Coffee, and it's kind of funny. If a while back, Deadmau5 came out with this commercial for Sonos speaker systems, and he's basically waiting for toast to pop up in the toaster, and he's doing all this stuff. So my son Dylan Wolf, who's also he's a professional DJ, and he does a lot of really great trap music and rap music backing tracks for a lot of local rappers and singers. He and I came up with this idea for this little mini movie. So I basically wrote this soundtrack for this mini movie of this girl who is waking up. She's got this whole day planned, but she's got to have her coffee first. And that whole Sonos commercial for Deadmau5 where he's waiting for his toast was the beginning for it. After that, I'm going to go into a track called No Fumar. And it's the same girl. And it's basically, it's her trying to quit smoking. And everywhere she goes, every time she goes to light up a cigarette, she runs across somebody she knows and everybody knows she's trying to quit. So she, hides her cigarette. So, then we'll take a little break and chat a little bit more. So,
all right, sounds cool. Good. Let's do it.
All right.
In the beginning, there was Jack, and Jack had a groove. And from this groove came the grooves of all grooves. And while one day viciously throwing down on his box, Jack boldly declared, "Let there be house." And house music was born. I am, you see, I am the creator. And this is my house. And in my house, there is only house music. But I am not so selfish, because once you enter my house, it then becomes our house. And our house music. And you see, no one man owns house, because house music is a universal language spoken and understood by all. You see, house is a feeling that no one can understand really unless it's deep into the vibe of house. House is an uncontrollable desire to jack your body. And as I told you before, this is our house and our house music. And every house, you understand, there is a people.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the house, we have DJ LO. All right, so that's a track called No Fumar?
Yeah. That was funny what you did there, in the house. I like that. See, you didn't think I was going to catch that. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was No Fumar. So, again, that's a story about, that's the part of the little mini movie that we dreamed up that's about the girl who's trying to quit smoking, and everywhere she goes to smoke, somebody sees her.
Mm-hmm.
So the next track is called Smooth Johnny. And it's funny, the track, I got the idea, a buddy of mine I used to work with, John, he's this really cool, you know, he's an older dude. And he's got this cool like vibe to him where he's always just really mellow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might think the guy smokes a lot of tree or something, you know, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
But he's just always got this like really cool, like, you know, little bounce to him when he walks. He's super nice dude. And so this track, Smooth Johnny, it kind of like came from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of gave me the idea for it because it's really cool. It's really chill. And but the little mini movie that we did was, this girl is going to the pool hall
mm-hmm.
to basically finish out her day. And, of course, every movie's got to have a star in it, right? So it's not really her.
Right.
It's actually me, and I'm playing pool, and she hustles me out of money.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the whole of the Smooth Johnny, and you realize Johnny is actually her name.
Okay.
And it's all about her hustling people at the pool hall, and that's how she runs her day. So anyway... we're on a loop right now, and I'll fire up the next one, and we'll get going.
All right. Well, just briefly, real quick, before you do that, is there a way that we can check that little mini movie out? Is it ready yet, or?
We are actually. It's funny that you say that. I have a video out for this song that's put out by my record label, Spot Music, out of Lisbon, Portugal.
Okay.
Yeah, Portugal, right?
Right.
So, Sergio, the guy who owns the label, he's a real big name music producer down there,
right.
And. He shot this really cool movie about these two people going to a nightclub, and they start out on a skateboard and stuff, and you can find it on YouTube if you search either Smooth Johnny, or if you search Spot Music or mm-hmm. Spot Records, and it's M-U-Z-I-K, because,
gotcha.
You know, he's kind of edgy like that.
Yeah.
And but no, if you go on there and you can search it and you can watch it, it's really, really cool movie. You can see it, and it's a nice little blur. But as far as the mini movie goes, we've got everything set up, and we basically just been waiting for winter to stop. And
okay.
You know how it is here in Michigan. I mean, winter is, you know.
Yeah, it lingers on long after it's wanted.
We could get snow in June.
Yeah.
So
I've seen that.
Right? So, yeah, it's cool, and you know, it's something that we've been working out. We've got, you know, the girl who's going to do the shot already. We've got all that. We've got the locations all set up for her and everything
okay.
else. And it's just a matter of waiting for the weather to break, because we obviously didn't want to film in the middle of winter. So
gotcha. So in the near future, then.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to say probably by August we should have everything done, cut, and mm-hmm. and out, because this is something we can film the entire thing in one day. So
okay.
My album. Came out, it's an EP, came out on January 8th,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Drunk and Angry as a Mouse, and right? Well, have you ever seen a mouse get really ticked off at something?
Yeah.
You know, there you go. Well, I'm just going to say that I think I'm a nice drunk, but other people don't, so that's where the idea came from. But that came out, and you can get that on iTunes and Beatport and Spotify and all the other cool places too, so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, cool, let's do it. Smooth Johnny. right. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, pre-recorded. We have DJ LO in the studio, spinning some great electronic sounds for us. Since we first started, we didn't really converse. We were doing it mostly on Facebook, but you've come a long way since the first time that we had contact with each other.
Oh my gosh, that was 2 years ago, man.
Yeah.
I think.
You've come a long way.
You know, it's funny. I started out, if I can drop a couple names here. D-Trip, formerly of Channel 955, his wife, Jenny V, plays at Electricity in Pontiac. Those two basically taught me how to spin music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spending Thursday nights doing the beer pong at CJ's Upper Deck in Waterford. And, you know,
wow.
And
humble beginnings.
Right. And having D-Trip teach me how to spin on his board, which is an identical twin to this board. And I think, you know, it's like I told you when we were getting set up that this is his old laptop that I'm actually using. So it just tells you how, you know, the connection I have with this guy and his wife, Jenny. And, you know, it's so cool. They start out in these backwater little places. And I mean, CJ's awesome food, great place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really small, and it's, you know, it's in Waterford, and it's a kind of away from the scene. And, you know, then moving into bigger clubs and playing in, you know, Novi and Brighton and Flint and Lansing, and then doing a bunch of underground parties out in Wixom, and you know, playing a couple of, you know, very dirty rave parties and things like that. And, you know, you kind of get the thing. And then I got my break with freeworldviberadio.com, which was an online radio station on the Microsoft network. Mm-hmm. So people were like listening to us on Xbox Live, you know, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, they're gone now, but I was with them. I ran, I think 77 episodes of 60 Minute Sunday, which was basically me just blasting out EDM and dubstep and trap and whatever the heck I wanted to play.
So that was the one you were telling me you were doing out of your house?
I played literally it in my living room through the power of the internet. And most of the time, I'm not going to lie, I was in my boxer shorts and pretty much nothing else. I mean, there's one show that I did. I called it the Catastrophe, where one of my cats actually jumped up on my turntables.
Or on the keyboard. Or
No, right. Like jumped right up here and totally knocked the music out. And I was like, okay, so, and that's from my cat, DJ Steve. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But now, you know, I got my manager, Kyle. He's, you know, he's got me in at Populux, and you know, my booking agent, Chad, DJ Attack, big shout out to him. He's awesome. He's actually playing Spring Awakenings this year. He's on the electronic stage. And, you know, I'm with those guys pretty much every week, and Element, Cleese, Troublemaker, you know, a couple of real big, you know, names. And of course, you know, my buddies, DJ Brex and Don Mecca, you know, they've all helped out a little bit too. So
that's great. Yeah. They kind of took you under their wing. And
well, it's not so much taken under the wing. I mean, that's what D-Trip did. You know, he gave me every opportunity, introduced me to the right people, got me going, and you know, as a DJ. And then when I started producing my own music, and you know, I got, you know, basically signed by Spot Records. I mean, that was like such a big thing, and all of a sudden everything just opened up. It's like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? I mean, there isn't a day that goes by that on my Instagram that I don't get some small name producer like myself or smaller, you know, who's like, hey, can you listen to this track and, you know, check it out and tell me what you think. And my Twitter account, hey, can you listen to this track and, you know, tell me what you think. And it's all different types of music. And hey, I'll totally listen to it. If you want me to, you know, help your production quality or whatever, I can give you some ideas there. I mean, I've been doing this for forever. And, so, you know, I get that stuff. It's cool. You know, people find my SoundCloud or my Facebook page, and I'll get like links to songs like, hey, you've got, you know, I saw you just hit 50,000 plays on SoundCloud. Congratulations. You know, you've done that in the last year, and, you know, most of it's been within the last, you know, 8 months. And can you listen to my track?
Right.
Or, hey, I really like your track. Can I play it in my mix?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's one of the, I made friends with the guy who runs ekm.co, which is a massive music blog, 150,000 followers on Facebook alone, I think, and massive blog. And, you know, so it's like we have this little private group on Facebook that we chit chat, and we, you know, listen to each other's music and give each other ideas and stuff. And he he's done a couple of really nice write-ups on me on both on a couple tracks I'll play later, My Piggy Bank and on Forever, which I'll play back to back.
Okay.
And now the stuff that, in fact, the stuff that I'm going to go into next is the stuff I play more in the club.
Okay.
Okay. This stuff is more like you'd hear at 220 in downtown Birmingham or, you know, on the chill stations, things like that. This next group of stuff that I'm going into, this is all the club music. This is the heavy bass stuff that I'm known for. These are you know, the singles that are out now on iTunes.
Right.
This is the stuff that'll shatter your speakers. So if you want to really, if you're in your car right now and you want to really tick off the people next to you, man, put your windows down, turn your sound system up. This is heavy bass music. It's not rap music.
No.
Okay. It's not trap. It's not twerk. It's house.
Okay.
Okay. And it is legit house music. So.
So this is what we would get if we went to Populux or Electricity.
Yes. If you came to see me in concert or see me just playing one night, this is the stuff I play. A lot of, I call it bass house. If somebody's going to call me up and argue with me or send me a message on Facebook or whatever.
No.
If you want to send me a message on Facebook, I'm going to shout my page real quick, a little shameless self-promotion. It's L-O Deep House Music.
Okay.
That's my Facebook page. I got about 2,900 followers on there right now as it sits.
Gotcha.
I'm always looking for more people to work with, more people to collaborate with. So if you happen to be a local area producer, man, shoot me a message. Let's talk. I'm doing stuff with so many different guys right now. I've got probably 15, 20 tracks that I'm working on right now with other people all around the world. And I love working with Detroit people because I'm a Detroit guy, grew up here. You know, this is my home.
Right.
And, you know, the shirt I'm wearing right now says Detroit Respect 313 on it. And I'm really big in supporting, you know, Detroit. So it's cool.
Sounds excellent. Well, without further ado, let's.
All right. So this is Precious. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have DJ LO here spinning electronic music for us. All right.
So let's talk about my piggy bank.
My piggy bank.
My piggy bank.
Yeah. You got enough for me too?
You know, it's kind of funny that you say that. I was told you need to make a track that I can play in the club to prep for you before you start playing in the club for me. Right?
Okay.
I'm like, so this is going to be the moneymaker. And he's like, exactly. And I'm like, right on, my piggy bank. It's funny. Every time I get a track that comes out, and Sergio, the guy who owns my label, he'll send me a message on Facebook or, you know, email or whatever, and he'll be like, oh, hey, so your track's coming out at 4 p.m. your time on Tuesday. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. At 4:01 p.m., I don't care what I'm doing. I am sitting in my car with my flash drive in my car on this song, and I hit play on my flash drive. I let it get about 15 seconds in, and then I go on Shazam. So I can get this first Shazam on my song. I've done that. I've got 8 tracks out. I'm the first Shazam on all of my 8 tracks, I'd just like to say. So yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, you know, I've been told I'm the nicest guy anybody's ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, I get messages on Instagram, and I just showed you the one that I got. Hey, my track's just, you know, I just finished my track. Would you listen to it? It's ready for the radio, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get on my Instagram or my Twitter, which is official_DJ_LO. Mm-hmm. Follow me. You hear me? Follow me. So, I get messages all the time, and I always put out there, hey, if you're a Detroit area producer, man, send me your stuff. I want to hear it. So, and I get stuff from all over the place now. It's just crazy. Just crazy. You know, I'm going to be in, I got contact from a dude. I'm going to be in Montreal, Canada this coming weekend playing. Uh-huh. I'm going for a 1-hour set. The dude's put me up in a hotel for the entire weekend. So I told my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, you want to go to Canada? Where in Canada? Montreal. Oh, it's beautiful there. They have fantastic, you know, architecture. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go. Cool. Yeah. All right. We're in. I'll take the day off work and let's go.
You get to make money, have fun, and please the girlfriend.
Oh yeah. Well,
how do you do that?
Witchcraft. It's just straight up witchcraft. It's funny. It's like when we talked 2 years ago, I told you before, it really isn't about the money for me. You know, and it really isn't. I love the music. And Kyle, earmuffs right now, plug your ears if you're listening to this, but I don't care if they pay me. And that will make a million DJs mad at me.
Yeah.
But I love the music, and, you know, obviously my time is worth something, and, you know,
right.
I definitely deserve to be compensated, but, you know, you get a lot of guys, they're all in it just to make $1 million, and man, I got a great job, you know, I work at Golling Chrysler out in, you know, Bloomfield Hills, and I love it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I made $1 million bazillion doing this, I would still do that because I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
This is my passion. This is my hobby.
Right.
So
you would do it no matter what.
Yeah. So this next track is called My Piggy Bank. And this is the one that got me in with Eric Roberts from EKM.co. Again, massive music blog. There's a really cool write-up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after this track, we're going to go into another track called Forever.
Okay.
And I know I'm kind of off the playlist there. Sorry.
That's cool.
You know, it is what it is.
Gotcha.
Forever is... Okay, so My Piggy Bank, like I said, it's my first like real club track kind of thing. Again, it's my bass house music, deep house music. Forever is... A lot of people don't ever believe this when I say it, but I've only been to one strip club in my entire life. Okay? I went there as part of a car show when I ran the Gumball Rally a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so my girlfriend and I went down to New Orleans, and she's like, hey, let's go to a strip club. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I've never been to one.
Especially since it was her idea, right?
I'm in, right? You know, hey, I can appreciate the feminine form.
Yeah.
So this track called Forever... There, when we go to this club, it's a beautiful club down in New Orleans, and this club is about, there's this one dude, and he's a big guy. I mean, he's probably I'm going to say 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in the corner by himself. And you could tell he really wants the girl's attention, but he's not getting any.
Right.
And, you know, there's that meme on Facebook. It's Forever Alone. It's the, you know, the real sad face.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is, he's, you know, forever alone. And so this track is, and, you know, Eric, when he did the write-up on it for EKM, he's like, this track is dirty. This is strip club dirty. And so that's what this is. And it's called Forever. And it's about that guy who is going there and just doesn't get the attention that he really wants. And, you know, that he spends all his money in order to get it. And as soon as the money's gone, they leave. Yeah. So kind of a sad thing. But unfortunately, sometimes that's how it goes. So you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here is Forever. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Pre-recorded segment of Motor Live Drive at 5 is what you're listening to. We have DJ LO in the studio spinning electronic music for us. Wow, we're almost out of time, and you know, time flies when you're having fun.
And it's been a blast, man. I really appreciate you having me on here, and hopefully people will check out my Instagram and check out all our pictures and stuff like that that we're going to take afterwards that I'm going to force you to take. And
there you go.
Gotta love Instagram. So because we're running short on time, so I'm going to mix these next three tracks. It's my track Come On, which is my speaker breaker. That's the one that I try to save for, like, you know, last in my set because everybody likes it. And it's real dancey. It's real fun. It's 120 beats per minute. I'm going to go from that into my brand new track called Snark. And okay. It's basically deep house with attitude. It's very snarky. Got a little bit of a future house hint to it. So it's got that kind of, you know, growling noise to it. And then I'm going to finish up with DJ Don Mecca's track, Give Me That Brass. And he's, you know, he's like, he's awesome. He's such a cool dude. And yeah. He's so nice. And he's so just awesome guy. So I want to finish up with his track. And he actually just hit me up on Facebook. He's like, you're going to play my track? Okay, yeah, sure, go ahead. And I'm like, all right, sweet. Thank you so much, you know? So with that, thanks for everybody for checking in. And come see me at Populux. Come see me at Electricity. Find my Facebook, LO Deep House Music. And follow me, official _ DJ _ LO on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, cool.
This is WHF